Are you watching the video?
Yeah, what's
one? Because he spits the water out of his mouth.
No, it's not that.
And then
that.
It comes back in.
It's the actual Rembrandt's
video.
Oh,
when they're in the fountain. Oh, it's way better when they redid it with the friends in it. The video
This
was,
has the friends in it.
Yeah,
it's
but he was
the,
in the fountain where he was, he spits the water out.
Okay, we're talking about different things. You're talking about the beginning of the show. I'm talking about the actual Rembrandt's video with the friends in it.
Okay.
It's
where they're on the sound stage and they're playing the instruments.
There's no water fountain.
I know all.
You know all, friends.
I do.
So here on this show, well, let's go ahead and start the music and then we'll get on with it from there, I guess.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody, and on today's show, we are going to do what Gracie asked us to do. We're going to write top five, bottom five, all times, friends, episodes. So sit back, calm down, get some popcorn, get me
two blind squirrels in the morning, keep a radio on demand, it's all right.
You okay?
Yeah, I got lost in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get your popcorn and your beverage of choice. Mm-hmm. And sit back while we take you down memory lane.
And think about your favorite episodes of Friends.
Episodes of Friends, the beloved show.
Of our generation.
Of mine and Faith's generation. You're basically one of three types of people. You're either a Mad About You person, a Seinfeld person, or a Friends person, if you're our age.
But we actually were all three, so what does that make us? Just crazy?
We were all three at different parts in our lives.
Well, that's true.
Times in our lives.
That's true, because I liked Mad About You.
I liked all three shows.
But then when I go back and watch it now, I'm like, they're just mean.
Friends is the only one that really...
Yeah, that stuck with us.
Stuck with us.
Because I watched Seinfeld now, and it's still genius.
It's genius. You know what's funnier than Seinfeld? Mm. The New Adventures of Old Christine is funnier than Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. She's hysterical.
She is hilarious.
You know what I was telling somebody today?
What?
Remember Jerry's Showtime or HBO special he did back like in 98, 2000, whatever it was? And he was talking about Halloween, being a kid, and you get the plastic mask, and those are high quality, costumes with the little rubber band that attaches to the stapler, the whole thing. Okay, well, anyway, so we're talking about, I said, gotta get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, all day long, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy.
That's what Halloween's about.
Get candy, get candy.
It's not about some celebration of evil spirits. No,
get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy.
All right, let's get on with it. Give us a faith builder, and then we'll jump into Friends.
Who are you? What do you mean, Mr. Crack the Whip? Get on with it.
Because it's gonna take forever.
So I can take as long as I want.
True.
Y'all rambled about time forever.
True. Hey, that was important.
It is important. This is not. Okay. I understand that in the grand scheme of things, the talking about favorite episodes of Friends is really not that important. Okay.
Okay.
It's not really important at all, actually.
But it's fun.
It's fun and lighthearted.
There you go.
And it's not that I don't like to talk about time, theological. I love to talk about that stuff. I'm just tired of talking about it.
Yeah, I've kind of been wearing her out with it lately. Sorry.
And so it's not a reflection of Winston at all. I mean, that's fine. And everything he said was, I agreed with it all. I just was tired of hearing it.
Me and Winston pretty much head on that one.
What do you want me to do?
We're copacetic.
What do you want me to do?
Give us a faith builder, please.
Oh, okay.
Faith builder from faith for your Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Rue.
Why is it all about faith? Why are these verses the same?
They're not the same. They're different aspects of faith. Five different aspects of faith.
Aren't you smart? Romans 1:17. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith.
There you go.
Check.
Check. And who are the righteous? We are the righteous. Why are we righteous? Because our righteousness lies in Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness.
Moving right along. What are you stealing my thing?
I love it. You've taught me so much. Now,
so what's your? Do you have a top five, bottom five friends?
No, you go.
No,
you go.
What about you?
I'll tell you mine. I got a whole thing.
You've actually done research. No, I didn't think so.
I know what I'm going
to
say.
He's just playing off of me. He's got nothing.
No, I'll tell you what I'm going to say, but I don't want to ruin it. So just go ahead with your five.
Uh-huh. What am I doing first?
Do your fifth favorite show, not the number one, but the number five, like a countdown.
Well, I didn't put them in order because my five favorites, yeah. I can't.
Well, just give us
I know my first favorite.
Well, then don't give us that one. Give us one of the other ones.
My least favorite of the five. Oh, I said, okay, hang on.
Your least favorite of the top five. First, these are your favorite five. Number five is. It doesn't matter which one, darling.
Okay.
These are all your favorites.
The last one.
Okay.
But I actually have more than five. I have six.
You have five and an honorable mention.
So the last one's an honorable mention.
Oh, the last one?
It's called The Last One. It's the very last episode.
Really?
Yes, and it has to be because it wrapped things up so nicely with Russ and Rachel.
I'd have been ticked off
if they didn't end up together.
I was glad that they ended up together. I don't know. The last one wasn't really great.
Liked it.
It was like
still
MASH,
have it on my TiVo.
You know,
after
MASH had the
4 years. It's been on my TiVo for
MASH
4 years.
Really stretched itself in the last episode and made it really
good.
Okay,
you're really going to compare Friends to MASH, really?
Yeah.
You're comparing Friends to MASH.
Yeah. I'm comparing Friends, which is a great show, and comparing the very last show to other endings of other great shows.
Okay. MASH. I think you compare MASH to Friends.
MASH. It was an ensemble cast. MASH had a great ending. They had the goodbye with the guy lifting off and everything.
Yeah,
and it was teary
business,
and it was everybody hugging and saying goodbye.
They were sad in the apartment when they all put their keys on the counter.
That was interesting.
You had a tear.
I had a tear.
It was sad. They're like, we have to leave our keys. And then everybody left their keys.
It was a little sad.
Anybody want to get some coffee? Hey, I know a place.
But it wasn't as good. The best all-time last one ever was Bob Newhart.
We're not talking about Bob Newhart, which was, the best all-time last show ever. Wakes up from his dream.
Wakes up from a dream and he's with
Suzanne with the other wife. Yeah. From the other show.
Yeah.
That was hysterical.
That was hilarious. Okay, so anyway, the last one was okay.
It's my honorary mention because it is a good last episode because it did wrap everything up.
Okay.
And it was hysterical and it was still very funny.
So what is your least, number five, least favorite bottom five?
Okay. The one with Ross's wedding.
You didn't like that one at all?
It's a two-part series. Oh, my bottom five?
Yeah.
Number five
from your bottom five.
My five, okay. The ultimate fighting champion. Remember the millionaire boyfriend, and they like snuck into his apartment and like it all talked to him, and all of a sudden he's like, I can see you behind the couch.
You didn't like that one?
I'm not saying I don't like these. Uh-huh. I just say that they're my least favorite. I just didn't like that whole storyline where she tried to like this guy. I don't know. I just didn't like that.
One of my least favorite shows, and you may be on your list too, is the ones with Chad in them. Chad, the guy from work, when Jennifer Aniston was in love with he was like 19, 21 years old from work.
He was cute.
Chad?
No, it wasn't. It was.
He was cute, but he was worthless.
What was his name? Gracie, what was his name? He was really cute. She had a crush on him because he was a hottie. Yeah.
I guess, but he was like 19, and she was his boss. And
it was inappropriate, and that's what was so funny about it.
So anyway,
you didn't like those.
I didn't like those.
Okay,
I didn't like those. Go ahead.
Okay.
So
what am I doing?
A favorite. Give me a favorite now.
Okay, the one with Ross's wedding. That was a two-part episode.
Yes.
And London, baby.
I liked the Joey and Chandler. Bit with
London, baby,
and how I have to get in the map, and he jumps in the map,
standing on the bed. He's like, "You got to be kidding me!"
And that was fantastic.
And then he met Fergie, and he got all those great things. And Chandler was like, "Oh, you're just a moron. I'm sick and tired of you." But I love those. I love that because Monica and Chandler hooked up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love
that.
Yeah,
that was great. But I didn't like. The girl, the English girl.
Oh, you never liked his girlfriend. No, you never liked that.
I did like the Chinese.
Yes, that he came back the first, second season when he came back with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I liked him. I liked her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was so sweet. See, and Rachel hated that because she could not like her.
Yeah, because she could not like her.
Because she was, I hate it that I don't like her. I want to not like her, but I can't not like her because she's so nice.
Okay, give me one that you did like.
I just did.
Oh, give me one you didn't like. I'm sorry.
The one where Ross and Rachel take a break.
That was the dumbest
thing ever. Any episode that has them at total odds, not so good.
Okay, almost. We're gonna get to the. I think it's your number one favorite, where they were at odds.
Well, but that's at total odds.
Total odds. Well, they don't like each other.
Right. Yes. We were on a break.
Yeah, that was.
That was a funny line. But we were on a break.
No, I got so tired of that.
But it got old.
Yeah.
It got old. Yes. Okay.
Okay, give me a favorite.
The one with the ball.
Yeah, when they threw the ball back and forth the entire episode. And what was so funny about that was when they got Monica involved.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Wouldn't it be cool if we threw this ball all day? Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would.
And they start
throwing it. Yeah, it would.
No. And then she got involved.
Oh,
she
becomes
caught
completely obsessed.
Yeah, and then because with everything that she does, she becomes completely obsessed.
Right.
And so then they're ready to quit, and she's like, "No, we're doing it, man." You know.
And remember, she called in sick to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, "I can't go, but it feel good. I can't go to work." You know, then she almost missed it because she was trying to catch it. That was close.
I almost missed it.
I was just it.
So it's
and then they're all like, I don't play with you anymore. You don't make it any fun.
And it ended great because it just set the ball down.
Yeah, and then she's like, she's freaking out. They're all going to breakfast. They leave her standing there. That's hysterical.
No, it didn't count.
We can start over. It's all right. Like, yeah,
all right, give me at least favorite.
Oh, I'm not done with this episode
oh,
yet.
I'm sorry.
This was the same episode where Joey said this famous line. That's not a cat.
Oh, is that when she got the cat?
That's the same episode. Not a cat.
Well, that was Jennifer Aniston and Rachel.
Yeah.
Comes home or gets.
Her grandmother had this cat when she was little.
And it was this very expensive.
This Sphinx cat. It was hideous.
$800 cat that has no fur.
And it sat in a pillow.
And it looks like a giant rat.
It's gray. And it sat on the pillow, remember?
Yes.
And then she started walking around with a big, huge oven mitt on.
Because it was scratcher.
And she's like, because it scratched you. And she was like covered in scratches. And
they're
throwing the ball. They're throwing the ball. Yeah. And the whole episode is the ball. Yeah. And she's like, and he keeps going. And Joey, the whole episode, it's not a cat.
What happened to you? The cat scratched me. It's not a cat. Yeah, that's...
That's not a cat. And so then Brad used that forever with Charlie and the dog. That's not a dog.
Yeah, they had a little dog. They had a little, you know, Willie.
A dog. Oh, that was hysterical.
But that was a great episode.
Monica, stop throwing it so hard. We're on the same team.
4 hours? You guys been doing this for 4 hours?
That's right, baby.
All right, let me in.
No, 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 don't do it. Don't.
He's a dropper.
He's a dropper.
What?
He's a dropper.
Oh, here he comes. Here she comes.
Oh, my. Oh, good God. I give up, you guys. I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing.
Baking it didn't help.
She has an oven mitt.
So why don't you just take it back to where you got it? I tried. They won't take her back.
Well, maybe that's because she's a minion of the Antichrist.
Great. Why won't they take it back? Well, they said they would, but they would only give me store credit. And I mean, what am I going to do? Get 1,000 regular cats? Look, if you want, you can keep it at our place until you find out what to do with it. No, Mom, that's not the point. I'm out $1,000. I'm all scratched up, and I'm stuck with this stupid cat that looks like a hand.
Wait, Joey's just about to say it.
No, I don't think so. No. He wasn't. I was trying to wait for him to say, it's not a cat. That was a great episode.
Oh,
thank you for bringing it up. And it is the ugliest thing ever, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Minion of the Antichrist.
I guess baking it didn't help.
She had the oven mitt, tried to pet it with the oven mitt. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Now give me a least favorite. give me a least favorite.
I'm sorry. The one with Russ. You remember that? Remember Russ?
Russ, yeah, it looked just like Ross.
So annoying.
So
I hated him. He was so annoying.
Yes, he was.
Oh, and Rachel like loved him, and they're like, "You don't see it. You don't see how really? You don't really." And that's what I mean. Everything we say comes from them. Really? I mean, our whole lives are based around sayings from friends.
That's not true. But a lot.
Lot of what we say. We wonder, where did we get that from? And then I watch a Friends episode and go, oh, that's where I got that from.
That one.
Yeah. Or Mad About You. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Oh, man. Okay. So now a favorite. I can see another favorite.
Yes.
The one where everybody finds out.
What's the one where everybody finds out? Oh, she has a secret.
Monica and Chandler keep going to do laundry. And that's their code. They're going to do laundry.
Joey knows,
and he can't stand knowing the secret.
And then
Rachel finds out because she overhears him talking on the phone and realizes that laundry is a code. So then she tells Phoebe, and so then Phoebe and her try to trick him.
But they tell Joey.
Yeah, but they don't know that you know that they know. Remember that whole business?
But Joey can't tell. So now not only can Joey not tell them, Joey can't tell them, and he hates keeping the secret, and then...
I can't do it anymore.
It's crazy.
But it's hysterical because Phoebe hits on Chandler, remember? And so then Monica can't stand it because it's competition. So then Monica like throws Chandler at her and she's like taking her shirt off and they try to kiss and he's like, I can't do it. I love her. And that was when Ross went to get Ugly Naked Guy's apartment. Remember? And he applauds his nakedness. Because remember, Ugly Naked Guy's moving and he wants the apartment. I applaud
your nakedness.
Bravo. And then they see him sitting in there naked with Ugly Naked Guy through the window. Remember? Is that Ross? Oh, that was funny. That was a good episode. Oh, man.
Okay, so give me a least favorite now.
Oh, the one with the baby on the bus, very first season.
Oh, yeah, I did not like that.
The Joey and Chandler.
It was very stressful.
They had Ross's baby son, and they lost him on the bus, and they had to get to the hospital, and they met these nurses, and the whole thing was ridiculous. I didn't like it.
It was not good.
Oh, okay. That's all. There wasn't much to say about that.
It was stressful. It wasn't funny, and it wasn't a funny topic.
Well, and it had Janice in it, and
now Janice was funny.
Janice was funny, but you could only take a little bit of her at a time.
What is it she kept saying? Oh my god! Yeah, but we don't say that. But she would say that all the time. What is that noise?
You.
What am I doing? I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Okay, the one in Vegas is one of my favorites. That, again, was a two-part episode. And that's when Ross and Rachel got drunk. And she held permanent marker all over each other. And they went and got married and they came out of the wedding chapel. Hello, congratulations, Mr. Ross. Hello, Mrs. Rachel. Like, throwing rice up in the air. Yay, Mrs. Ross. Hello, Mr. Rachel. I'll never forget. That was funny. Monica and Chandler are hiding under the table. You know, what are they doing? When she had that sweatshirt on that she stole because she had to have something blue.
The funny part of the show is they drew on each other.
Yeah.
Hit me.
They're playing 21 right now.
They're drunk.
We need more cards.
And we also need more drinks. Hold on a second.
But anyway, what's the funniest part is when they wake up the next morning
and they look at each other really fast. Oh, that's hysterical.
Hey.
Oh, it's dry, it's dry. I love driving.
Joey lives with a duck.
Okay. All right, look, you guys. I need some help, okay? Someone has got to help me convince my hand twin to cooperate.
I'll do it. Hey, whatever you need me to do, I'm your man.
Anyway, they were funny drunks.
Oh, man. again. And that's when Phoebe and Joey drove back from Vegas, because remember he lost his big break, you know?
Yeah.
And Chandler on the way there, Chandler was going to ride with him in the taxi together all the way to California. And he kicked him out of the bridge because he didn't believe in him, you know? And so then he picked up stuff on the way home on the side of the road because he didn't want to come back without souvenirs. And then at the end, when Phoebe decides she's going to ride home with Joey.
She's losing it, people.
She says she's going to run home with Joey, and they play the she will let him play the game because she picks up hitchhikers and he won't stay awake. And so she bans into the back of the car. She punishes him because he won't. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love this show. It brought joy to my life on a weekly basis, did it not, Brad?
Uh-huh.
We would laugh so hard. Oh, my goodness. Okay. My number one least favorite is the one at the beach.
This is your number one least favorite?
Yes.
The one at
That's
the beach.
Where the letter was written. Remember they went to the beach house and it's sand all over the floor? There was no floor. It was all sand. And they, like, made Joey, they buried him in sand. And they played the drinking game and the strip poker, and Ross had the bald girl. Well, Rachel told her to shave her head bald, and she wrote the letter to Ross, and it was like 8,000 pages long, front and back.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is with the one where they played ping pong?
No. Uh-uh.
And she had frizzy hair?
Oh, I forgot about that one. I love that episode. That's hysterical.
That's the best one. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all about that.
Is that not the same episode?
No, that's the one where they went on the trip to, like, Puerto Vallarta, Ross's.
Okay, this is peeling something different. Okay.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
When Rachel and Joe, when everybody's listening against the door. I forgot all about that. Was funny.
Yeah, because
Rachel and Rachel and Joey hook up in that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was funny. And Monica's hair was huge. That's hysterical because
it was
because,
really frizzy.
I don't know if y'all know this, but Monica and Chandler are exaggerated versions of Brad and I.
This is fairly true.
We are very much like them.
This is fairly accurate.
Oh, and I mean, they would do things and we'd look at each other like, oh, that's so you. But I didn't like it because it was that whole we're on a break business again. And I don't like those episodes.
You're talking
where they
about
were
the,
on
you're
a break.
Going back to the beach.
The
one.
Beach, yeah.
Which is different than the Puerto Vallarta one.
Wherever they were. Yeah, St. Thomas or wherever they went.
So are we to your favorite yet?
Oh, wait, but I have a few things I need to mention.
Okay.
Remember the one where they had the game where the girls lost the apartment and she bet, because Monica will bet anything.
Yes.
So she bet their mattresses and then she bet all this other stuff. So they lost the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it was like the questions about who knows each other better.
And that was a funny answer.
That's where they had to name that. How many towels categories does Monica have? And the boys knew it. And Brad made fun of me for like ever because about that. Because I have certain towels for certain things. And that was very funny because nobody ever brought that to my attention before. And it was actually funny or weird.
They didn't even understand that was funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's funny about that? You have different towels for different situations.
You don't use the good towels to wash the car. What's the matter with you?
That's completely normal.
There's towels for this bathroom and there's towels for this bathroom. And there's certain towels that you wash your face with and certain towels that you don't. There's good rules. That's why my towels stay nice. Okay.
Okay.
And I want to mention the chick and the duck.
The chick and the duck are genius, except that I always would like, I don't want to walk in their apartment barefoot.
Yeah.
Because chicken and ducks aren't like famously known for their bowel control.
No. Uh-uh. They were kind of messy. Remember when Joey got locked into the entertainment center that he made and they stole everything? And Chandler came in and he's like, where's all their stuff? And then they had to sit in a canoe.
Yeah.
And the chick and the duck were wandering around, and that was pretty funny. Oh, those were just things I thought about. Okay, my number one favorite Friends episode.
Favorite ever?
Which Brad could say, because he knows, because I watch it.
I don't know the official name of it. It's the one where they drink the fat.
No, it's the one where no one is ready.
No one is ready.
And you have to find a clip from this.
Okay, here's a clip from that episode. I found it.
All right, they got water, orange juice, and what looks like cider.
Taste it. Yep.
It's fat. Fat.
I drank fat. Yeah, I know. I did that 2 minutes ago.
He drank the fat. Oh, I have that written down. Drank the fat.
Hey, Mr. Tux.
Why aren't you guys dressed?
We have a half hour.
No, 4 minutes ago you had a half hour. We have to be out the door 20 to 8.
So the point of this is that Ross is very stressed because he's got a
paleontology
convention or
thing
something
at the museum,
and so he's very stressed out because nobody is ready to go, and it's funny because
it happens in real time, which is why it's so funny.
Yeah, and Jennifer Aniston can't figure out what she wants to wear, and the more she can't figure out what she wants to wear, the more stressed he is.
Uh-huh. And they're together at this time,
right? And so. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. But these are my favorite. That is so not the opposite.
And this is where Chandler goes to the restroom, and Chandler comes back from the restroom, and Joey's in his chair.
Yes.
Get up.
What?
Get up.
Here, my seat.
How is this your seat?
Because I was sitting there.
But then you left.
Well, it's not like I went to Spain. I went to the bathroom. You knew I was coming back.
What's the big deal? Sit somewhere else.
The big deal is I was sitting there last. So,
get
my seat.
That's my seat.
Actually, the last place you were sitting was in there, so.
Guys, you know what? You know what? It doesn't matter. Because you both have to go get dressed before the big vein in my head pops.
All right, Ross, I just have to do one thing really quickly. It's not a big deal. Get up!
Hi.
Hey.
Ooh. Phoebe, you look great.
How far already?
So anyway.
Sorry, I could listen to that whole thing.
Yeah, the whole
Sorry.
Episode is Sorry,
but
hilarious. Then,
but Rachel, but Monica comes in and she's been shopping and she spends the entire episode running in and out because she left a message for Richard because they broke up. And she left this message in the answer machine and she ended up mentioning that she might have had her period and that's why she loved this ridiculous message.
She wrote a ridiculous message and then
Went in and tried to erase it, and she ended up making it the message that you heard when you called
when you
the
called
answer
in.
Machine. And so as soon as she did it, she went, no! That's the famous Monica no, which is funny because I do that quite often. No!
Well, Joey, I wrote a little song today. It's called Get Up.
All right, you can have the chair.
He takes the cushions.
Oh my! Would you look at that?
He had his fingers crossed.
Hi, it's me. I'm coming over now. Hey, what if I'm already there when you're playing this message? Is that...
And she was.
Are you trying to get it to the Monica? No.
No, I'm not.
And that's the one where Rachel goes commando. At the end, they all make up because Ross drinks the fat, he was willing to drink
the fat
to get her to go. And so, no, drink the fat. And then she gets dressed and looks better than she had in any of the other outfits that she had, and she went commando. And they made up, and everybody went, and it was greatness. And the essence of the chair. It's the essence of the chair because Joey goes with the cushions. And then he comes back and has
all of Ross's clothes on.
Because Chandler hid his underwear. So that's where the whole commando business started.
Yep.
I'm going commando in another man's clothes.
So I suggest you.
You might want to do some lunges. Oh, that is so not the opposite. I have watched that episode so many times. I don't even know. I love that episode. Love it. Love it. It's funny. What's your favorites? That's my list. And I know I've left out a ton that I love.
That was my favorite for sure.
Well, then what do you have? You said, no, you tell me yours because I've got all kinds of other stuff. Oh, what about the secret closet? Remember her chaos?
And then you started calling my car your chaos. Yeah. Well, that was all I was going to say because that was my favorite show. And then the other one with the frizzy hair, I said that. And then there's any show where it was about Ross and Rachel pretty much is my least favorite.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, everybody, thanks you got
nothing?
For joining.
You got nothing. You just that was leave me. No.
That was great. That was enough. It's been 30 minutes. It's fantastic. It's an entire Friends episode all together right there.
There you go.
So we're good.
All right. Sorry if that was torture for some of you.
Well, I'm sure if it was, they've turned it off by now.
Yes, I will.
Only the ones that like Friends have stuck it out.
I enjoyed it.
You're our true friends.
This is just for Gracie anyway.
You're the ones that are still listening. You're the ones we really like. Anyway, I hope you had a great, what is it,
Wednesday?
Hope you had a great Wednesday. Vamos go home and watch Dios. Some Friends, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.